Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of ghiba, of backbiting and protecting one's tongue. So today's hadith, عن معاذ رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله أخبرني بعمل يدخلني الجنة ويباعدني من النار قال لقد سألت عن عظيم وإنه ليسير على من يسره الله تعالى عليه تعبد الله لا تشرك به شيئا وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت ثم قال ألا أدلك على أبواب الخير الصوم جنة والصدقة تطفئ الخطيئة كما يطفئ الماء النار وصلاة الرجل من جوف الليل ثم تلا تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع حتى بلغ يعملون ثم قال ألا أخبرك برأس الأمر وعموده وذروة سنامه قلت بلى يا رسول الله قال رأس الأمر الإسلام وعموده الصلاة وذروة سنامه الجهاد ثم قال ألا أخبرك بملاك ذلك كله قلت بلى يا رسول الله فأخذ بلسانه وقال كف عليك هذا قلت يا رسول الله وإنا لمؤاخذون بما نتكلم به فقال ثكلتك أمك وهل يكب الناس في النار على وجوههم إلا حصائد ألسنتهم رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu narrates that I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me of an action which will admit me into Jannah, paradise, and keep me far away from Jahannam, hellfire. What a beautiful question. Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the question? Tell me of one action that will enter me into Jannah and keep me far away from the fire of Jahannam. And this was because of the beautiful thinking of Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alim ajma'in, that they would ask these kind of questions. Our question generally, which is the best car, which is the best investment, which is the best finish in the kitchen, which are the best curtains, where we can get the best footings. That is generally what our mind is going, where butter is cheap, where tomatoes are cheap, which milk is cheap. Now all the time that's our thinking, where we can get everything as far as the dunya is concerned. But Sahaba, this is the thing that really would concern them. They asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, show me an action that will enter me into Jannah and keep me far away from the fire of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, you have asked about a very serious matter, but it is very easy for the person who Allah ta'ala makes it easy. So next point we learn from here is that anything that's difficult, if Allah wants to make it easy for someone, He'll make it easy for him. It doesn't matter how difficult it is. If Allah ta'ala makes it easy, it will become very easy. And something can be easy, if Allah ta'ala wants to make it difficult for somebody, it will become very difficult. May Allah ta'ala protect us. So anyway, the hadith goes on. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't just give him one action. In this hadith we'll see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him many things. And at the end of the hadith is what ties up with the chapter that we are doing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him that you worship Allah ta'ala without ascribing any partners to him, establish salah, give zakat, fast in the month of Ramadan, perform Hajj. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, should I not direct you towards the doors of good? This was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would sometimes ask, and then when he gets a response, and then he'll mention why. Because this shows desire from the questioner. Person that's asking, he has got desire, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention, it has a much bigger effect than just speaking when a person doesn't have desire to listen to you. This is something we must keep in mind. The person we're speaking to, he must be desirous of listening to us. Otherwise, we can be just trying to speak and speak, and this person's mind is somewhere else. So we must look at a good opportunity before we speak. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, should I not direct you towards the doors of good? Fasting is a shield. Sadaqah extinguishes sins, as water extinguishes fire. And salah performed by a person in the dark of the night, in other words, tahajjud salat, salat performed by a person in the darkness of the night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then recited this verse, referring to those people. This verse is referring to those people that perform tahajjud salat. Tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji'i. Their sides part from their beds. In other words, they wake up in the night. Their sides part from their beds. They wake up in the night for tahajjud salat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the ayat of the Quran goes on to say that their sides part from their beds, they make dua to their sustainer in fear and hope, and they spend from what we have provided for them. No soul knows what pleasures are hidden for him as a reward for the deeds he carries out. Very beautiful expression in the ayat of the Quran. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. What is meant by this? That no soul knows what pleasures Allah Ta'ala has kept hidden for him as a reward in Jannat. When a person's eyes close, that's the only time now a person will come to know. When Allah enters a person, he'll get a glimpse of Jannat. And when Allah Ta'ala enters him into Jannah, then he'll see what Allah Ta'ala has kept hidden for him. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ. Very beautifully this ayat is describing, Allah Ta'ala hasn't just kept it for him, Allah Ta'ala has kept it hidden for him. When you get a gift that is wrapped up, the gift is hidden between a wrapper, it makes that gift even more beautiful. So like this, Jannah, Allah Ta'ala has kept the pleasures of Jannah hidden away from us, and the delight of the eyes will only understand what Allah Ta'ala has kept in Jannah on that day. So this is what this ayat of the Quran is speaking about, and it's linked to those people that read tahajjud salat. Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of being punctual with our tahajjud salat. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said that, should I not inform you of the top, the head of the matter? It is its pillar and its peak. In other words, the most important. I replied, indeed, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, the head of the matter is Islam. Its pillar is Salah, and its peak is Jihad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked, should I not inform you of the basis of all this? So many things Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. From the beginning, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned about worshipping Allah Ta'ala, not ascribing a partner to Allah, performing Salat, giving Zakat, fasting in the month of Ramadan, performing Hajj. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that fasting is a shield. Sadaqah wipes out sins, like how water wipes out or knocks out, extinguishes fire. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained about tahajjud salat. Then he said, should I show you the head of all this matter? And the head of the matter is Islam, and its pillars or salah is its pillar. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now explained something else. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is what ties up with this chapter that we're doing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about jihad, spoke about salah. Jihad being right on the top, in other words, the importance of jihad. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained something that ties up with this chapter. He asked him that, should I not inform you of the basis of all this? So Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu said, indeed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of his tongue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, literally, this is what you call a true show and tell. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of his tongue. And he told Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu, restrain this. All those things was mentioned, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, what will gather everything that I've just mentioned? He caught hold of his tongue and he told him, kuffa alayka hadha, take hold of this, O Hazrat Muaz, take hold of this, restrain this, take control of this. So Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu got a surprise that so many things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and then at the end, he's telling him that this fortifies, this gathers everything that I've mentioned. He said, take hold of this tongue. So out of surprise, that such a serious thing this tongue is, out of all the things you mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this is gathered by the tongue. So he, out of surprise, so he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will we be taken to task for what we speak? Because he thought it's just words. The person speaking is just words. Don't realize that he'll be taken to task for what he speaks. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, ثَكِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ, may your mother be bereaved. This is just an expression. Expression, sometimes it's used out of love, out of muhabbat, to explain something to somebody, something important. In Arabic it's used like this, ثَكِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ. One way of using it is expression of love. In this case, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, expression of love, to show Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu the seriousness of the matter. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may your mother be bereaved. People will be cast into the fire of Jahannam on their faces solely because of what their tongues have earned. What they have earned because of their tongues, what they have spoke in their life, people will be thrown face long into the fire of Jahannam because of what they tongue has spoken. What the harvest of the tongues means, what the tongues have spoken, may Allah Ta'ala protect us. Here this hadith is showing us how important it is to control our speech. So this is hadith to keep in mind. So many things Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, and the end Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying the thing that will fortify all these actions is controlling this tongue, taking care of this tongue. May Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of being very careful of what we say. And remember, the tongue, the physical tongue, is the expression in words. And then you get another type of a tongue, and that is the tongue of the keyboard. When a person is typing messages, when a person is sending emails, a person is sending electronic communication, or even written communication of the pen, all that is an expression or an extension of the tongue. The person must be very careful, even of the messages that he sends, be careful of the emails that he sends, be careful of what he writes also. This is also an extension of the physical tongue that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.